Wire. Special Counsel Robert Mueller wraps up his nearly two-year-long Russian investigation without announcing any further indictments.
A source tells the AP Mueller is recommending no further indictments. His team has brought charges against 34 people, including six associates of President Trump and three companies. Mueller has revealed a sweeping criminal effort by Russians to interfere in the 2016 election and showed people connected to the Trump campaign were eager to exploit emails stolen from Democrats. Attorney General William Barr has said he has a vision of two reports, one for the public, one for members of Congress. It's unclear whether President Trump will ask to see the Mueller report and under what circumstances he or his lawyers would be able to see it. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Democratic leaders are demanding Barr turn over everything to Congress and make it public. Independent Senator Bernie Sanders tells a campaign rally in San Diego.
Nobody, including the President of the United States, is above the law. The American people have a right to know.
University of Virginia presidential expert Larry Sapito says Barr will make public as much as he can.
He'll do the right thing in that he's going to release to Congress and the public as much of it as he can. There are certain highly confidential parts that shouldn't be released.
President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says he and other lawyers want an early look on the findings before they're made public, something Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says should not happen.
Attorney General Barr must not give President Trump, his lawyers, or his staff any sneak preview of Special Counsel Mueller's findings or evidence.
Mueller's investigation found Russians involved in illegal efforts to rig the election, and a half dozen people close to Trump were charged with a variety of other crimes. This is AP Radio News. After less than 4 hours of deliberation, a jury has acquitted a white former police officer who fatally shot an unarmed black teenager as he was running away from a car that had been stopped after reportedly being involved in a drive-by shooting outside Pittsburgh, a confrontation that was captured on video and led to weeks of protests. Former East Pittsburgh police officer Michael Rossfeld was charged with homicide for shooting Antoine Rose II during that traffic stop last June. A panel of seven men and five women, including three black jurors, saw a video of the fatal confrontation, which showed Rose falling to the ground after being hit. After the verdict, supporters of Rose's family took to the streets outside the courthouse.
Hands up! Don't shoot!
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
Rossfeld says he thought one of the suspects
shoot.
Was pointing Hands a gun up, at him. Shoot. A defense expert testified he was within his rights to use deadly force to stop suspects he thought had been involved in a shooting. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.